This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 27th, July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze under bright sunshine. Perfect weather for a stroll or outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu slams New York City's mayor for hate speech on Fox News, according to JNS earlier this hour. Also, civil conflict and a nuclear Iran top Israel's threat list from a new survey, Ynet reports just in. Also this hour, head of Eshkol Council criticizes the cabinet over Hamas disarmament, Walla reports from earlier today. Separately, Netanyahu plans a trip to Washington to meet Trump and attend Graham's funeral, reports I-24 News from earlier today. And finally, concerns of war resurface as Israel experiences a scorching summer, as reported by JTA in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago that Iran's foreign ministry condemned a reported Ukrainian attack on an Iranian ship, warning of unpredictable consequences. Israeli activist Amichai Chikli expressed frustration earlier today over media narratives surrounding a recent terror attack, highlighting the need for clarity and truth. From Middle East 24, posting earlier today, reports reveal Syria is negotiating a security agreement with Israel involving multiple international partners. Let's go deeper, starting with the news from JNS. Prime Minister Netanyahu criticized New York City's mayor for allegedly spreading anti-Israel rhetoric. He linked this rhetoric to a recent stabbing of a Jewish person. Netanyahu warned of potential Iranian attacks on Israel. This underscores ongoing tension and fear of growing anti-Semitic violence. Turning to the Ynet report, a survey presented at the National Security Conference reveals that internal violence and a nuclear-armed Iran are seen as top threats to Israel. The findings highlight growing concerns over domestic and international stability. These issues demand urgent attention from Israeli policymakers to safeguard national security. Meanwhile, Walla reports that Michal Oziyahu, head of the Eshkol Council, criticized the cabinet's decision regarding Hamas's disarmament. She expressed concerns over the pilot phase for introducing measures without ensuring Hamas is disarmed. This reflects the complexities of ongoing security challenges and the need for decisive action. In a related development, I-24 News notes that Prime Minister Netanyahu will visit Washington, D.C. He is set to discuss various pending issues with President Trump. The trip also includes attending Graham's funeral. This visit may influence diplomatic relations and international policy discussions. And finally, JTA reports on the increasing fears of war amid Israel's summer season. Recent Iranian actions in the Middle East have raised alarms in Israel. It highlights the fragile security situation and the importance of vigilance and preparedness. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that a single employee generated a $38,000 AI bill in just 3 hours. Companies are now working to manage these costs while embracing AI. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Israel Aerospace Industries unveiling the Elion spy plane. This platform aims to jam enemy defenses from long distances, showcasing Israel's technological advancements in defense. And finally, Walla Business reports that the Electricity Authority has frozen approvals for server farms. This decision follows concerns over the stability of the electricity grid, reflecting the challenges of integrating new technologies. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.